The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Well, the varsity girls are big-time winners. 71-23, Auburn beats Lochapoca here at home. And now it's time for the varsity boys to get going in just a couple of minutes. Hello, everybody. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. I believe we're going to get Brooke Hallman to join us in just a couple of moments. The leading scorer for the Tigers tonight, who ended up with 17 points on the night for Auburn High School, 15 of those coming in the first half. Definitely want to talk to her about her record-breaking night just a couple of nights ago at Benjamin Russell. So she'll be joining us here in just a few moments. But you talk about this Auburn High boys team. They went on the road last night and got a four-point win over Carver Montgomery. And I say that was on the road, A, because it was, but B, that was an important win, a historic win for this Auburn High team. Coach Brandt told me that's the first time that Auburn has gone on the road and beaten Carver since 1999. Yes, the first time the Tigers have gone into that gym in Montgomery and gotten a win since 1999. And not to make anybody feel old, but folks, I was not alive yet when that happened. And so that will age me a little bit. And apologies, it may age you a little bit as well for some of those listening at home. So that's what last night meant to this Auburn High team. And remember, they had to avenge the loss in the season opener, where this Tigers team just couldn't keep up with that Carver team with all of their players. A couple of their football players were there. The Tigers were still competing in the state champion or the state tournament, the state playoffs, if you will, on the football field. But last night, they were at full strength, and they get it done by four. Now they take on a Lochapoca team that, when you look at here on the floor, just in warm-ups, Auburn outsizes them by quite a bit, especially at the guard spot. I look for Auburn to take advantage of that. I look for them to put pressure off of makes, especially on their own makes and off of misses as well. And they're going to look to run and shoot a lot of threes. You're going to see some athleticism, or hear it anyway. I'm going to see it, and you're going to hear it here on the Auburn High Sports Network. The Tigers and the Indians coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll take a quick break, see if we can get Brooke Hallman to join us in just a couple of moments. This is the Auburn High Sports Network, and you're listening to Auburn High Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Lochapoca. The girls get a big win, 71-23, and the varsity boys are coming up next. Tell you what, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Back here on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, inside the Auburn High School Gymnasium, this is Auburn High Basketball, and I'm your man, Jacob Goins, as we get a little bit more crowd in here as the girls' game just wrapped up, boys' game coming up shortly as the Tigers win 71-23. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, on the Auburn High Sports Network, and excited for what should be a really fun game for the boys between Auburn and Lochapoca. And again, you just look at these two teams, and one thing about this Auburn High boys team, what they've got going for them is they've got so much depth, right? Now that the football guys are back, right, let's count them. You had Cash Reef, Peyton Plott. You also had Mark Bazell coming from the football team as well. So you had several guys who rejoined this team now that the season is really getting underway. And it's a perfect time because they've had plenty of weeks to play. Plus, you've got the Christmas break coming up where you're going to have the Reindeer Rumble and things like that. And then you've got the area coming up in January. And so you look to all of that, and this team is really starting to come to fruition and really start to get comfortable, I think, and really excited to see what the full potential of this Auburn High team is. And I think we're going to be able to see it a little bit tonight against this Lochapoca team. Again, a little undersized, but they're going to run and gun as well here on the road in Auburn High School Gymnasium. And when we come back, we're going to have starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Lochapoca. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
All right, we're back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, just about ready for starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Lochapoca. Appreciate everybody being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee. Excited to see this team back in action. Again, the last time we saw this team in action was against Benjamin Russell on the road, where the Tigers walked out with a 57-46 win over Benjamin Russell. Now, that was not their last game. Of course, we told you the four-point win last night over Carver Montgomery. That one was on the road, and I hate that we couldn't be there. It sounds like I was talking to Coach Branch before the game, and he was saying it was a rough one, right? Just back and forth, physical game. Just you have to earn those types of wins. That's a good Carver team that I think is going to make some noise come postseason time, and especially in their area as well. And so Auburn got a big win last night there on the road, and they're trying to come back home and get one over Lochapoca. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Be right back. If you're starting lineups, an opening tip between Auburn and Lochapoca here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for your Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Indians of Lochapoca. Yeah, we'll start with Lochapoca. Wearing number 3 is Montrevious Poole. Wearing number 5 is Jordan Tyner. Wearing number 11 is Jamari Todd. 22 is Aquavis Shaw. And 23 is Mitchell Chenier. Again, 3 Poole, 5 Tyner, 11 Todd, 22 Shaw, and 23 is Chenier. And we got a little bit of a different starting lineup tonight for your Auburn High School Tigers. It is, listen to this, folks, it's going to get good. Wearing number 3. For the Tigers, he's in the starting rotation tonight. It is Joseph Hightower. Also wearing number 22 tonight is the 6-foot junior guard, Magnus Davis. Wearing number 23, the football star at 6-foot, 180 pounds, the senior, Mark Pazell. Wearing number 32, down low, he is the 6-foot-7 sophomore as Hampton Jordan. And wearing number 11, a 6-foot-3 senior, it is Brooks Orr. Those are tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. The Tigers in their home whites, they'll be moving left to right on your radio dial. Lochapoca in their road reds, moving right to left. Tigers with the Tigers in cursive written across the front in blue, with the blue numbers on front and back, the blue Auburn High A on each side of the shorts. Lochapoca in solid red with Lochapoca written in white across the top, and the white numbers on front and back. Tigers win the tip, and we're underway, moving left to right as you look at it on your radio dial. They move it to the point now. It is Davis who hands it off into the corner. Now that is Pazell, 4-3, and we get started with a bang. Mark Pazell knocks it down. Tigers lead 3-0 on the opening possession against Lochapoca inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Into the corner now, drives baseline on Bazell. Cut off by the Tigers. And into the corner, double team by Hightower. Knocked away, and it is Auburn High basketball. Good pressure by Hightower, and also pressure by Magnus Davis. Forces the turnover. Tigers lead 3-0, 30 seconds in. As Hightower is picked up, he wears number 3. He's guarded by number 3, Montrevious Poole. Tigers work it in to the lane. The floater by Davis is no good, but he pulls down his own board. Now out to Brooks Orr. Floater from the free throw line. Can't get the roll. Jordan is there to clean it up and lays it in. Does Hampton Jordan, 6'7", the sophomore, gets the start tonight down low. Tigers lead 5-0. 1 minute in to the ball game. Auburn on top, 5-0, 6:50 to play in this first quarter. Knocked down low, knocked away by Hampton Jordan. Here comes Pazell for the Tigers. Kick to the corner. Hightower, 3, too strong, and pulled down on the strong side, or on the weak side rather, by Montrevious Poole, and he looks to push for Lochapoca. Inside the Auburn High A, they'll feed it on the right side for Jamari Todd. He's guarded by Pazell with 6.5 to play. First quarter, Tigers on top, 5-0. Now at the point, they'll kick it to the right side for Jamari Todd. Almost traveled and poked away. Here comes Pazell. Tigers looking to run. It's Joseph Hightower. He'll slow down. Brooks Orr straight away. That's a 3. No. And rebound pulled down and cleared now on the right side. Somehow stays with it. It's Aquavius Shaw who gets in the lane. He was fouled. Layup's no good, but he'll head to the free throw line. Back and forth we go early. The back of their jerseys is pretty cool. It's got the number in the middle, but it's got a faded orange arrow going from the bottom left to the top right. And at the top where the name would normally be, like you'd see on a college jersey, says Poca Pride, which is really, really cool. As Aquavis Shaw rolls in the first. 6:06 in the first quarter, and Shaw goes 2 for 2. Again, a unique starting lineup for the Tigers tonight as they get it ahead quickly now as the Tigers can't knock it down. That was Magnus Davis in the corner for 3. Hampton Jordan's putback attempt was not there. He gets another chance, can't get it to go. Knocked out of bounds, stays right here with Auburn High. 5:51 in this first quarter. Auburn on top, 5-2 over Lochapoca. here at home. It is Davis to inbound. He'll find Hampton Jordan straight away. Turns the corner up with the right hand, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Lochipoca down low. Didn't get set underneath. Believe that was 23 in red. It was. That's Mitchell Chenier, who is a 6'2", 195-pound center down low for Lochipoca. That'll send Hampton Jordan, the sophomore, to the line. I like this lineup, man. See what you can get out of some of these guys in a different position than they're used to. Jordan can't knock down the first, but a spot they're just not used to being in, and see what kind of production you can get as Jordan tries to go one of two at the free throw line. Can't do so. Hightower chases down the board. He'll think about the three, doesn't do so, and Davis has it now straight away for the Tigers. On the right side, Orr's got it straight away. Feeds it to Davis, right wing. He'll get to the lane, up through three defenders and foul. Love the aggressiveness by Magnus Davis, who played in just two games a year ago. We'll have a chance at the free throw line here. Auburn on top, 5-2 over Lochipoca. First quarter just underway inside of Auburn High Gymnasium. 5:29 is on the clock. In the opening frame, Davis can't get the first. Appreciate everybody being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 WLE. Last broadcast of the year with the holidays coming up. I know the reindeer tournament and things are going to be happening. Davis knocks down the second free throw, but this will be our last broadcast until the turn of the new year, where area play is going to get going very, very quickly for this Auburn High team. And throw it away. Here comes Hightower all the way to the rack for two. Your starting point guard lays it in, does Joseph Hightower, and he's able to get it to go. 5:10 to play in this first quarter. Auburn on top, 8-2 over Lochipoca, the visiting Indians. Now into the lane, off the left side. Thought about spinning, spun into a wall. Now out to the point, whipped down and stolen immediately. Into the hands of Bazell, threw it to Orr, saved by Lochipoca, who goes flying into the bench, saved by Coach Brandt, and here come the Tigers. They're into the half court. That's a three. Air ball by Bazell, couldn't find the rim, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Lochipoca basketball. 4:46 in the first quarter. Auburn leads 8-2. Lochipoca moving right to left on your radio dial. Jamari Todd across the half court line. He's guarded by number 11 and wears number 11. Now they whip it over to the right side. That is Jordan Tyner, and they play a little two-man game at the top. Handoff at the volleyball line on the right side with 4.5 to play. Hightower guarding heavily. Now in front of the Auburn High bench. Slow bounce pass spins into an Auburn High Tiger. Can't get the layup to go. Mitchell Chenier, lots of contact, lots of contestant as well. And a near carry in the lane, they call it. Yep, they're going to get Magnus Davis on the carry at the free throw line. Just got a little indecisive to 22 and white and turns it over. Lochipoca will take it right to left as we look at it. 4:10 to play in the first quarter. 8-2 is the lead on the right side now, guarded heavily by Magnus Davis, and feeds into the Auburn High A. Lochipoca looks to go, and now on the right side, pull up at the elbow, high arcing shot, too strong, and pulled down by Bazell. Gets across half court and hip checked. And the foul is called on Zaquavis Shaw. As Bazell was trying to feed Davis coming this way right at us at the scorer's table. And no subs yet for Auburn High. And the first one now in as Trey Ross will step in for Hampton Jordan. So still none of the usual starters in the game for Auburn High. As Davis has it on the left wing, back to his point guard, Hightower. Looks for an outlet for Orr. He gets it. Now back to Hightower at the point. Orr trying to feed it inside to Ross. It's not there. Bounce pass now, and they work it around the arc. Orr, he'll step in. 2-3, short. Good-looking shot. Just couldn't get it to fall. And cleared by Zaquavis Shaw. He'll bring it across the timeline now. Guarded. It's 22 on 22. A lot of same number matchups here tonight. Pull up from three, left wing. Good. Zaquavis Shaw stepped back and drilled it. He's got all 5 points for Lochipoca, and they're back within three as we approach 3 minutes to play in the opening frame. Hightower slings a pass to the corner. Davis cut off on the baseline, throws it into no man's land. Hightower comes up with it, right wing, or can't respond with a three of his own. Davis comes up with it, shoves off the defender, and an offensive foul. Magnus Davis going to get called on the elbow that he threw. And I think it may have been the right call. A couple of subs about to come in for this Auburn High team. As two in white, that is Carl Lindsey. Will step in. And also 15 in white for the Tigers. To be honest, I don't have that one. So we tried to get that one during the break when we can. Ochapoca moving right to left. They trail your Tigers by three. 8-5 here early in this first quarter. At the top, it is Shaw. He's guarded by Davis. Handoff now at the top volleyball line. Steps in, thought about the three. Between the legs dribble, he's guarded by Carl Lindsey, freshly into the game. Off the left side, 2.5 to play, nowhere to go. Now at the point, guarded by Orr. Back to the left wing now. Just nothing doing inside the arc for this Ochapoca team. Bounce pass down low, and that was swatted, and Lindsey comes up with it. He pushes ahead with 2:15. Bounce pass to the left wing. Finds it now for Carl Lindsey, the sniper. We'd love to see him get going in this ball game. 2:10 to play. Off the right side, feeds it down to Trey Ross. Wasn't ready for it, can't corral it. Now he does, and tipped out to Carl Lindsey and into the hands of an Indian. All the way and swatted by Carl Lindsey, but a foul called from behind. Montravius Poole will step to the line. Good effort by Carl Lindsey, just couldn't quite get all ball. Got a little bit of the wrist, and it will send three in red to the line. 8-5 is our score with 1:59 to play in the first quarter. Four subs set to come in for Ochapoca. First free throw, no good. 13-4, 10-24. Quoted in there is Christian Ware, Jamichael Morris, and Jakarian Stone. A part of that group for the Indians. 8-5. Auburn leads with 1:59 in the first frame. Second free throw attempt after the miss by Montravius Poole. In and out. And Ross sends it ahead for Davis, who whips it ahead now. Tigers feed it into the corner for Lindsey. He's double-teamed. Hands all over him. Can't get the call. He changes directions. Little hop step into the lane. Can't get it to go. And Ochapoca is ahead now into the half court. Picks up his dribble and kicks it to the corner. Guarded by Brooks Orr. Help defense now by Lindsey. Kicked down low, poked away by Ross. Ahead now for Orr. He's got it with the right hand. Can't get it to go. Ross is there on the cleanup and puts it in. Trey Ross is on the board for the Tigers. The fifth Tiger to score in this first quarter. 10-5, Auburn leads. 1:15 counting down in this first quarter. Hampton Jordan steps up to the scorer's table along with Tyler Dixon. Poca gets into the lane, can't get there. That layup, no. Rebound poked around and into the hands of 10 in red, Jamichael Morris. He throws up a wild shot. It's no good. Lets it go out of bounds, and the Tigers take over, moving left to right with 1:01 to play in this first quarter. Want to let you know the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Tyler Dixon is in the ballgame for the first time. He'll bring it up for the Tigers with a bounce pass to Carl Lindsey, who flushes him out. Tigers reset. We're under a minute to play in the opening frame. Lindsey off to the right side for Ross. Now into the corner. Gets the screen. Turns the corner. Goes up and around. Can't get the finger roll to go off the reverse. And Ochapoca surges ahead. That's Christian Ware, who doesn't give it up. All the way to the lane and then fouled. They're going to get Trey Ross, 10 and white. With 36 seconds to play. Oh, no apologies. They're going to get 15 rather than 10. So 36 seconds, Ochapoca to inbound baseline right. Into the corner right in front of the Auburn high bench. They'll feed it now. It's Christian Ware. He's guarded by Carl Lindsey. Picked up his dribble. And Ochapoca hands it off 35 feet from the basket. Now to the elbow, into the lane. Layup too strong. Pulled down by Hampton Jordan, newly subbed in. Tigers have it in the half court with 15 in the hands of Lindsey. Now to Trey Ross, who will dribble baseline. Goes up for the reverse and was blocked. Got a hack, no call. Here come the Indians. They've got it with 8. Now with 6. Into the corner, off his foot. Should be Tiger basketball. And they're going to say it stays with Ochapoca with 4.6 to play. They'll inbound from the left right angle. The left 90 degree, I should say, 4.6. Ochapoca to inbound on the baseline. Kicked by Carl Lindsey, no call. Now into the hands with 4. And now with 2 and with 1. Gets into the lane, lays it up. It was good. Should not count. Did not get off in time. And they're going to say that it... They're going to say it counted. Oh, my goodness. It was a whole second late, I thought, but they're going to give it to him. Makes it 10-7. Tigers lead 10-7. We head to the second quarter, an exciting one in the varsity boys game. This is Auburn High School basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Lochipoca will start the second quarter with a basketball in their half court. A baseline jumper is no good, and the Tigers advance the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. Jordan is now on the low block. He'll spin into a wall of red. He'll kick it to the left wing for three, and it's good. Carl Lindsay knocks it down from downtown, and he gets the Tigers started in the second quarter. 13-7 Tigers lead, 30 seconds in to the second frame. Off the right side now, dribbles baseline, traveled on the way in, and a foul's going to be called. Ran through three white jerseys and gets bailed out on the foul. They're going to call Trey Ross, 10 and white. And they're going to call it in the act of shooting? Oh, my. Well, that'll send Jamichael Morris to the free throw line. While he does that, first free throw is good. Want to let you know that tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Second free throw is good for Morris. He knocks both down, and it's a four-point game again. Lindsay does it again from the right side this time, but can't find the bottom of the net, and the Indians look to run off the miss. At the point, it is Stone. He'll slow it down and kick it to the right side in front of the Auburn High bench. Pressured by 15 and white. Lost the ball on the floor into the hands of Stone. He'll take it inside the Auburn High A. Guarded heavily by Tyler Dixon. Goes with the left hand. Gets the bump by Hampton Jordan. Layup no, but a foul. In the first half, Auburn leads Lochipoca 13-9 in the varsity boys game. As the usual crew is set to sub in, most of them anyway. And the first free throw is good by Shakarian Stone, wearing number 24. As Dixon, Ross, and Lindsay sit down, and some familiar names have subbed in. Trendon Maynard is in. Brooks Orr is in. Tabari Allen, Joseph Hightower, and Antoine Daniels seeing their first action for the first time tonight. Hightower did get the start as Stone goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Here we go now in the right wing, right corner, that is Brooks Orr. Swinging around for Trendon Maynard. He thinks about the left wing three. Cross-court pass, Brooks Orr. He wants it. He got it. Brooks Orr has been confident shooting the basketball and knocks down his first bucket of the game. He's got three. Tigers lead by five. Orr guards the point. He wears 11. He guards number 11. Into the lane. Stuck on the low block. Hightower comes in. No, that's Maynard. Apologies. Who rips it away. Forces the jump ball. Possession arrow does go to Auburn High. So a good play by Trendon Maynard. Zero and white. Love the energy that he plays with. Does the junior guard who forces the jump ball and gives the Tigers the possession. Seen a couple of assistant coaches get the play calling duties for this Auburn High team tonight. Chris Brandt, very... I'm trying to find the word. I guess very conservative tonight on the bench letting his assistants kind of help out here in a game like this. Hightower, well, he's going to let it go. Airballed from the corner and into the hands of Stone. He'll push ahead. Apologies, that is Shaw. Off the left side, guarded by Orr. Gets to the lane, cut off by Daniels. They bounce pass to the right side, 18 feet away, and backs back out of the arc. Now a bounce pass into the corner, blocked and guarded by Brooks Orr. And they get it to the point. That is Stone, guarded by Hightower with 5:40 to play. Tigers lead by five, and Hightower takes one to the nose. Joseph Hightower took an elbow on the spin and goes the other way. They're going to call an offensive foul. Man, that doesn't feel good. I took one of those in college when I was playing rec basketball, man. This kid that was about a foot taller than me, he spun, took an elbow to the right eye. I had a black eye for a week. Maynard spins in the lane, fires one to the corner. Orr, with some confidence, goes up and under, can't get it to go. But Daniels is there to clean it up for the two-hand slam. And Antoine Daniels is on the board for the first time. Call that a pass from Orr, if you will. Now a block from behind by Maynard, and they're going to call a foul on Zero and White. I thought he got all ball. That'll send the Lochipoca Indians to the free throw line as Jordan Tyner will step up. For Lochipoca, Joseph Hightower will sub out as Carl Lindsay will sub in. And that's what Antoine Daniels is so good at doing, man, cleaning up the glass. And if you just dunk it off the rim or in the air, you don't have to worry about coming down, bringing it around your waist, worrying about the defenders in their hands. If you just dunk it off the rebound, there's not a whole lot they can do. As Tyner knocks down the first, Hightower's going to go get looked at behind the basket after taking a shot. Appeared to be an elbow to the face. Lochipoca so far a good free throw shooting team. The starter, Jordan Tyner, knocks both down. 18-13, Tigers on top by five. Daniels into the corner, drives baseline, kicks it for Orr. He wants another one and airballs that one and into the hands of Montrevious Poole. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Very fast moving first half as the Indians pick it up inside their own half court. It's now on the left free throw line extended for Jamari Todd. He's guarded by Daniels, dribbles left on him. Kicks it out to the top of the semicircle. Crossover dribble uses a screen. Lindsay sticks with him on the right side now. It is Aquavius Shaw. They work it into the left-hand wing now. Dribble baseline. Antoine Daniels sticks on the hip with 4:35 to play. And Lochipoca nowhere to go. At the point, dribbles on Lindsay. Gets to the right hand, stuck. Hands off on the baseline. Cut off by Lindsay again. Working around. Left wing three. May have gotten blocked. It was short off the left side of the rim. And Daniels eventually comes up with it. Then an Indian comes up with it. Hands off to Mitchell Chenier and gets it to go. What a chaotic play that was. And somehow the Indians come up with two and they're back within three with 4:10 to play. Maynard will now orchestrate the offense. He'll swing it. Lindsay, three, bang! He knocked it down in an and-one opportunity. No call as Carl Lindsay goes flying on his backside and knocks it down anyway. Carl Lindsay, give him six so far in the game. All of them coming in the second quarter. Tigers up by six. On the left elbow now, hands off, guarded by Daniels. We'll swing it around. Now it's at the point, onto the right side, goes right hand. Layup is good over Antoine Daniels, falling to the ground. That was Jordan Tyner as the Tigers are a little out of control now. Right wing, Lindsay, three, bang! I called him a sniper and said we wanted to see him get involved. How about 9 points on three made threes for Carl Lindsay. Tigers lead 24-17, 3:15 to play in the second quarter. Now on the left wing, dribbles left hand. Cuts caught off baseline, picks up his dribble, guarded heavily by Brooks Orr. That's a five-second call, Nick didn't get it, and threw it away and off of Lochipoca. It's Tigers basketball. 24-17, 3:05 to play in this first half. Reminder, stick around. I have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll talk about this one a little bit. Also sit down with head coach Courtney Pritchard of the Auburn High girls team. Talk about their big win earlier tonight against Lochipoca. Maynard at the point, kicks to Lindsay at the point now. Thought about the three, hesitates, crossover three. He got it! Carl Lindsay cannot be stopped. He's got four made threes in the first half, and the Tigers are up by 10, their largest lead of the night. 2:35 in the second quarter. It's Maynard now guarding the basketball heavily. He'll pick it up on the handoff in front of the Auburn High bench on the opposite side of the floor. Here comes the double with Daniels. Picks up his dribble, throws it away out of bounds and off of Lochapoka underneath. Trying to feed Mitchell Chenier, cannot do so, and the Tigers force another turnover. I'll tell you an offensive game plan. Find two and white. Carl Lindsay, four made threes, all in this second quarter, has helped Auburn get out to a 10-point lead as we are 2:15 away from halftime inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Maynard tried to get it into the lane, had his pocket picked. Here come the Indians, one on four, and was looking for some help. Was 13 in red and dribbled it off his knee out of bounds, and Tigers will take over, moving left to right on your radio dial. As Carl Lindsay will sub out, a much-earned seat for him and for Trendon Maynard as Tyler Dixon is in the game, and Magnus Davis as well. Tamari Allen still stands in the corner, quiet so far for him, but love to see him get involved here late in this second half. 2 minutes to play. Daniels off the screen. Crossover dribble in the semicircle. Hands to Jabari Allen. Guarded heavily. Now to Tyler Dixon at the point. They'll work it to Magnus Davis. Now to Daniels. In rhythm three. No. And Davis is put it back in the air. Magnus Davis does his best Antoine Daniels impression. Didn't slam it down, but he laid it in. 2 points or 2 points. And Auburn has expanded their lead to 12 over Lochapoka with a minute and a half to play in this second frame. At the point, guarded by Dixon. He'll guard the handoff as well. Tigers do a really good job communicating. Now they spin, get through two Tigers, picks up his dribble, kicks it to the left-hand wing. That three was blocked into the baseline by Antoine Daniels. The airspace he thought was there closed rapidly by number one in white, a 6'6" junior, got all of it and was able to knock it away. It stays with Lochapoka with 1:15 in the second quarter. Inbound on the left baseline, gets it back now. Does Shaw, dribbles baseline, the reverse, no good. Pulled down by Trey Ross, and here come the Tigers with 105. Daniels across the timeline, bounce pass to the corner for Allen. Cross-court pass, fakes it to the corner. Now it's Daniels who will slow it down, and we're under a minute to play. Hand off to Davis, who's in the semicircle, uses the screen. Now it's Allen, who's in the semicircle at the free throw line. Kicks it to Ross, thought about the three. To all the Tigers touching it now. Daniels in the left corner, far side. Feeds it to Ross, spins on the block. Kick out three. Tyler Dixon, no. Ross gets his fingertips on it, and Lochapoka's off and running. They've got the time, they've got the space, and they've got the slam. As it was Jordan Tyner who tells Daniels he's too small, who wasn't even in the play, as Daniels is trying to respond. He's in the corner, dribbles baseline, gets fouled from behind, no call. Shot was blocked into the out of bounds area just underneath the basket, and the Lochapoka fans have started to make some noise. They're on their feet here inside of Auburn High Gymnasium. 29-19, Auburn with a 10-point lead with 18 seconds in this second quarter. Auburn inbound left side baseline. It is Davis who looks for some help. He found Daniels, poked away. Three on one for Lochapoka. Goes right around Daniels, up and no good. Daniels affected that shot, and Trey Ross pulls it down with 10. He'll find Tyler Dixon with 6. Across the timeline with 4. Bounce pass to Davis with 3. At the buzzer, no. Off the right side. And that's how the first half will come to an end. 29-19. Auburn leads Lochapoka in the varsity. Boys, stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
At the half, your Auburn High School Tigers lead the Indians of Lochapoka 29-19 in the varsity boys game. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And we'll talk about the boys game coming up in just a few minutes, but we sit down with Auburn High School's head varsity girls coach, head coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, welcome in. Congratulations, man. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Another big win for you and your squad. 71 points is what you put up. I mean, yeah. You got so many girls involved in this game. 11 different players scored for your squad tonight. What does that mean for you when you can get so many of them in action and a lot of the bench players legitimate minutes? I mean, a lot of them played tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You're always searching for that seventh or eighth or ninth player to be able to help you down the stretch. And so we needed to get some rest with some of our other girls because we had a game last night and then tonight, and then we'll play again Thursday, and we just added a game on Friday at Park Crossing, who they're a pretty good team in our state. And so we need to get some rest for the girls. We'll try to get some more rest for them on Thursday night and be ready to go for a good game on Friday.
Well, you got a couple more games this week. You also have the Christmas tournament, right, the Reindeer Rumble. What is that like to play a tournament right around the holidays?
Oh, it's amazing. We started it, I think, about 3 years ago. We were both going on the road for Christmas and not giving our home crowd an opportunity to see us play here at home. And, you know, we got so many people home for the Christmas break and looking for something to do. And so we decided to host one here, and so it's been amazing. We've had the upset of Valley here. You know, their two-year undefeated season was changed here, and so we're excited about, you know, bringing some new teams in. We've got a really good team out of Georgia with a couple Division I kids on it coming in. They're Green Forest. They're huge. You know, their smallest player I think last year was 6 foot.
Wow.
So this is a girls' team. And then we've got, you know, Hugh Trussell, who was in a state championship game last year, and the Vestavia Hills, who's a really good team coming down. And so it'll be a really good tournament for us.
Your team wins 71-23 over Lochapoka, and this is the first time that we've got a chance to talk to you since it was confirmed that Brooke Hallman broke the single-game three-point record for Auburn High. That was against Benjamin Russell last week. Yeah. I mean, what a record to break, and 30-point performance a week ago at Benjamin Russell with 9 made threes. I mean, she showed it off a little bit again here tonight. 17 total points, 15 of those coming in the first half. But, man, she can flat out shoot when she's on.
Yeah, man, we've got, I call them the Splash Sisters. We got three of them, man. They can flat out go.
That's what Braylee told me. Yeah.
So if you don't have a Brooke scoring 30 one night, you got Daly scoring 24 the next night, and you got Braylee scoring a consistent 25. So, I mean, this is a good caliber of team to coach, man. Just great talent. You know, of course, everybody knows, I mean, in North Alabama, we'll see next year how great a player Brooke is. She's a special kid, and we've got a really great relationship, and so just kind of understanding the game, you know, and seeing it through her eyes and her getting an opportunity to see it through mine, it's just amazing to be in that that interaction with this going on in really good games. And so we had a tough game up in Atlanta where we got a chance to – I can see her grow, you know, on the court as we were playing. And so it's just amazing. She's a great player.
Head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High Varsity Girls, you get a win over Lochapoca tonight. Thanks so much for your time, and go Tigers, man. We appreciate it.
We get a win, it's great. Go Tigers.
That's right. We'll have the rest of the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up in just a few minutes as the guys are on top 29-19. Stick around. Orthopedic Clinic halftime report continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
Auburn High School boys are on top of Lochapoca, 29-19 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We appreciate head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High Girls joining us at the half, as he normally does, talk about his Lady Girls, Lady Tigers, getting the win over Lochapoca. Let's talk a little bit how we got out to a 29-19 lead. Some of your numbers at the half. Carl Lindsay leads all scorers with 12. He had 4 made three-pointers in that first half. So he leads everybody with 12 total points. A couple of Tigers with 3, Magnus Davis and Mark Pazell. And a handful of Tigers with 2. Antoine Daniels, Joseph Hightower, Trey Ross, Hampton Jordan, Brooks Orr also has 3 on a made 3 as well. And a reminder that it was a little bit of a different starting lineup look for this Auburn High team. Joseph Hightower, Magnus Davis, Mark Pazell, Hampton Jordan, Brooks Orr were the starting 5 to start the game. We'll see if that's the case in this second half. But, man, this team just hounded Lochapoca defensively. But the Indians made some tough shots. They also got to the free throw line and knocked them down. We'll see if they can do that to start this third quarter. That's going to do it for the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Tigers on top 29-19. We'll have the start of the third quarter when we come back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter here on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama. Your varsity boys on top of Lochapoca, 29-19. Auburn leading Lochapoca, Tigers leading the Indians. as we get the third quarter started. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Lo Chipoca moving left to right on your radio dial. The Tigers will be moving right to left as we look at it. Lo Chipoca wearing all red. They'll start the second half with a three. It won't go. And Antoine Daniels rips down the board to start this third quarter. It is Daniels, Maynard, Dixon, Lindsay, and Tamari Allen, who has the basketball now at the point. I was looking for him, couldn't quite find him, but there he is. He kicks it to the corner. Daniels thought about the three. Dixon will kick it to the perimeter, worked around. Carl Lindsay to respond with another three of his own. Can't do so, and the Indians now moving left to right as we look at it. Wearing all red, they've got Lo Chipoca in white written across the chest with the white numbers on front and back in Auburn High in their home whites with Tigers in blue cursive across the front, blue numbers on front and back with the blue A on each side. Indians get into the painted area. They kick it out to the point. Straight away three way off and pulled down by Tamari Allen, who was quiet and now throws it away. Tamari Allen still in the lane, trying to go up and dunk it, lays it in over Tamari Allen. Did Jordan Tyner, who had a big slam in that first half. Tigers lead cut to eight. Daniels tried to get into the lane, had it poked away, and the Indians have numbers now. They don't. Bounce pass on the baseline, gets Maynard to jump, and the lay-in is good. It's back-to-back buckets for Jordan Tyner. He's got all four to start this third quarter, and the lead has been cut to six now for the Tigers, which was 10 at the half. Maynard into the lane, goes all the way to the baseline. Lazy bounce pass, gets all the way out to Tabari Allen. Antoine Daniels in the lane, pump fake, and lays it in for two. As Tyner went flying by, and Antoine Daniels doubles up his points. He's got four. And Lo Chipoca throws it away. Ahead now, alley-oop to Dixon, can't get it to go. Lindsay's there to clean it up. His put back, no, and the Indians come up with it. Maynard had the alley-oop off the backboard, and Dixon couldn't flush it home. Here come the Indians now. They've got it on the left elbow. Kick into the corner, guarded heavily by Tabari Allen, and knocked away by Trendon Maynard out of bounds with 5:46 to play in this third quarter. I love the idea, love the effort between Maynard and Dixon. 14 just couldn't throw it down. And Auburn leads Lo Chipoca 31-23 here in this third quarter at home on the Auburn High Sports Network. They throw it in. Now to the inbounder. Steps back. 8-foot jumper. Can't get it to fall by Shaw. And the Tigers are now into the half court. Lindsay on the right wing. He's double teamed. I would too. Now it's Daniels in the corner. Bounce pass to a cutting Carl Lindsay, who lays it in with the right hand. He can score in the lane too. And a timeout called by Lo Chipoca. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. Back in 30 on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers led by 10 at the half. It remains 10 with 5:25 to play in this third quarter. 33-23, Auburn leads Lo Chipoca here at home on a Tuesday night. And tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week, and for brunch on Sunday mornings. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's acreauburn.com. Indians in the half court, moving left to right as we look at it. Guarded by Joseph Hightower, who's in the game for the first time this half. Pokes it away, out of bounds on Lo Chipoca, and the Tigers will take over, moving right to left on your radio dial. It's Hightower, Lindsay, Daniels, Allen, and Dixon, the five on the floor for Auburn High, as Hightower will bring it across the blue and white A of Auburn High. Tries to feed it to Dixon at the point, and he does. Now it's Lindsay on the right volleyball line. Gets the screen from Daniels, tried to slip it to him, can do so, and poked away. Here comes from the Indians now with the right hand on the left side. No, Dixon loses and he was fouled. There's lots of contact. We play on. Kick to the corner. Indians try to take advantage. They cannot. Good contest in the corner by Hightower. And the tip drill comes to Tyler Dixon. Lindsay on the right side, crossover dribble, long cross-court pass into the palms of Antoine Daniels. Thinks about the three. He'll find Dixon. Passes up a good shot for a better shot. Floater, Hightower, no. Hit every part of the rim except the net and gets tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High. I'd love to see Tyler Dixon let that fly right there on the left-hand wing. We're looking straight at it. He had some airspace and passed it up for what he thought was a better shot. He'll sit down along with Tabari Allen off the inbound. That's Hightower, and a good high level three from Joseph Hightower knocks it down. His second bucket of the game, and then going to get a reach-in foul on Carl Lindsay on the inbound. No, apologies. It was Auburn High who was able to get the steal, and then a foul is going to be called on Lochipoca, so Auburn will be at the free throw line. That is Joseph Hightower was looking down and missed it. 36-23, 13-point lead, make it 14. Thanks to Joseph Hightower, who gets it to go. Second free throw by number three in white, the senior Joseph Hightower. Good look at stroke and knocks him down. Tigers lead 38-23. Lochipoca advances across the 10-second line, and now they throw it back, almost a backcourt violation, but into the hands of an Indian, into the paint, knocked around into the hands of another Lochipoca Indian, and he throws it up and blocked by Hampton Jordan. That layup attempt by Zaquavius Shaw had no chance on the 6'7 sophomore. Hightower straight away. He finds Mater, thought about the three from about 28 feet and decided against it. Tigers reset with 3:45 in the third quarter. It's Maynor, feeds it down to Jordan, one-on-one in the lane, kick to the corner, Hightower, you bet. Joseph Hightower's got another one from the corner, and Auburn High is starting to run away, 41-23, 3.5 in the third. Bring up the floor from Shaw, guarded heavily by Hightower. Shaw's got a little bit of a height advantage. As Hightower pokes it away on the handoff right here in front of us. Can't come up with it. They'll say it stays with Lochipoca. Good pressure. Jakarian Stone had no chance as Hightower poked it away. Just so much pressure on the basketball from three and white. At 5'11", 145 pounds. You wouldn't know it, by the way. Joseph Hightower plays and has one of his better games going here so far tonight. As Auburn High leads 41-23 with 3:13 to play in the third frame. Inbound right here in front of us on the home side of the gym, right at half court. And they throw it into the backcourt. Lochipoca moving left to right. Nearly turned it over. Maynor guarding heavily on the basketball. Jamari Todd on the left side goes around Maynor. Gets some help on the left-hand side. Backcourt cut. Can't get there. Hightower pokes it away. High pressure on him as Hightower can't come up with it. Lindsay can't come up with it. And somehow Lochipoca keeps possession on the right wing now, guarded by Hampton Jordan. It's the guard Jordan Tyner. He'll feed it to the point. They get it over on the left-hand side in front of the Lochipoca bench. Again, Indians wearing all red. They're going to let it fly from deep and knocks it down to Zaquavius Shaw, who gets it to go. He had five in the first quarter, his first bucket since then. Daniels, right wing, wedges his way into the lane and good with the right hand for two. Daniels has four. And the Tigers lead 43-26 over Lochipoca, 2:15 in this third quarter. Indians are in the half court. Ball in the hands on the left side in front of their own bench. Tries to get into the corner, cut off by Trendon Maynor. Now a pass from the baseline, tried to get it out, poked away. And now a trap in the corner. And a foul is going to be called, a reach-in on one and white. That's Antoine Daniels. As Carl Lindsay will sub out, Antoine Daniels will sub out as well. Trey Ross, Magnus Davis. Two juniors in the game. Lochipoca to inbound from the left angle. On the baseline, Davis to guard the inbound. Looking to find the backcourt. the back cut, and a five-second call. Good defense by Magnus Davis. Give credit to Joseph Hightower right here in front of us as well, who was guarding the inbound, or excuse me, was guarding the intention player that they were trying to get it to. His pressure is just unbelievable off the bench, man. Hightower becoming one of my favorite young players on this team. Speaking of Hightower, how about a corner three? Can't find it. Trendon Maynard wanted it to go down, couldn't do so. Ross on the putback turnaround jumper, no. Out of bounds off of the Indians. Believe it was last touched by Jamichael Morris, and it'll stay with Auburn High, who leads by 17. Davis throws the lob to Hampton Jordan. He's at the right post. Now he kicks it out to Hightower at the elbow. Down to Jordan. Lays it in with the right hand. Good play by Joseph Hightower, who gets Hampton Jordan another bucket. Had two in the first. He's got two here in the third. And the Tigers are up by 19. On the left side, trying to go around Magnus Davis, can't do so. Forcing him left, won't do it. And poked away by Jordan. Into the hands of Davis. Tigers looking to run. They've got numbers. 5-on-4. Boehner, 3. No, off the back iron. Pulled down by Trey Ross, thanks to the tip by Hampton Jordan. Give 32 the rebound and give 10 the points. Auburn is up by 21. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Lochipoca brings it up the right side of the floor. It's Shaw. At the point, guarded by Trendon Maynard. Picks up his dribble, backdoor cut, cut off. Dribble with the left hand, pulls up from the elbow, tried to shoot it over Trey Ross. It was short, and Ross comes down with the board. Hightower ahead for Maynard now with 40. Gets in the lane, yes, sir. Trendon Maynard gets it to go in traffic. And would you believe it, his first bucket on the night, man. Trendon Maynard may not be the highest scorer on this team, but when he wants to, he gets to the lane and can finish with the rest of them. He is a heck of a player, is the junior. He stands at 6 foot tall, 165 pounds. Does Trendon Maynard just plays with a certain edge for this Auburn High team. Lochipoca's got it with 10. Now with 9. Spins in the lane. Up over Hampton. Jordan gets it to go. Poca fans want a foul. They're not going to get it. That is the 5th and 6th point now. Hightower's got it and cannot get a shot away. Handed it off to Trendon Maynard. No shot. And we head to the 4th. Auburn leads 51-28. 4th quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the fourth quarter. Your Auburn High Tigers lead the Indians of Lochipoca 49-28 with 8 minutes to play here at home on the Auburn High Sports Network. Daniels will bring it up the floor, moving right to left. Are the Tigers across the Auburn High A? It's Tabari Allen in the left corner. He'll dribble right hand, dump down underneath, and Brooks Orr unable to get a shot away. He saved it from going out of bounds. Allen, dribble drive, cut off. Hands off to Brooks Orr. He's got it straight away. We're 20 seconds into the opening, to the fourth quarter. Pull up, 15 in white, no. Too strong, way off on the left side of the backboard and no good. And here comes Lochipoca, their first possession of the fourth quarter. Straight away from 30 feet, dribbles into the lane. Guards on Mark Pazell and lays it in. Over Mark Pazell, does 22 in red. That's Aquavis Shaw, who when he puts his head down and wants to go to work, he can. He's got 4 in the half. He's got 9 for the game. Auburn leads 49-30, just over a minute into the fourth quarter. Poked away and into the hands of Lochipoca. Here they come. Home run pass, gets up, gets in. By Jordan Tyner. He's been the go-to man all night long for this Lochipoca team. He's got 9 in the second half, 15 for the game. Just over a minute in to this fourth quarter. Daniels has got to pull up. Tough shot just inside the three-point arc. All sorts of contested. Not what you're looking for if you're the coaching staff of Auburn High. 6:35 to play, fourth quarter. On the right wing, guarded by Antoine Daniels, trying to feed it down low, can't do so. Now they do. On the baseline, spin in, found the mismatch against Brooks, or who holds his ground, and Daniels pulls down the board. Here come the Tigers. It's Antoine Daniels who runs right into a wall, but a blocking foul will be called. Big collision as Daniels is slow to get up. And also slow to get up is Aquavis Shaw, who tried to slow him down in his tracks. It's tough to stop 6'6". With full momentum, man. 6'6", 200 is what Antoine Daniels is listed as, and he put his head down and was ready to go to work. So that foul called on Lochipoca, and Daniels goes all the way with the left hand but can't finish. Here come the Indians now. 2-on-2, Euro step, layup, no. Put back, no. Another opportunity on the offensive board. That put back is no good, but they're going to get a foul on the backside judge. They're going to call it underneath. Are they going to get 15 in white? They are. It's called on Auburn High with 6:10 to play in the fourth quarter. As Jordan Tyner will step to the free throw line, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W Lee.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
And the first free throw is good by Jordan Tyner, wearing number 5 in red, his third point of this fourth quarter. Welcome in to the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W Lee. Appreciate you being with us here on this Tuesday night for some Auburn High School basketball as Tyner goes 2-for-2 at the line. The girls were big winners over Lochipoca. Boys trying to do the same, but Lochipoca not giving up, man. They're down 49-34 to your Auburn High Tigers in the varsity boys game as we approach 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Auburn moving right to left, wearing the blue and white jerseys. White jerseys with the blue mixed in. Lochipoca in the all reds with the white mixed in here on the road. Or gets into the lane, kicks out for Daniels at the three, can't bank it in. Allen fights for the board, tips it to Orr, turn around in the lane, no. Poked around, put back, no. Rebound fought for again, diving effort saved by Lochipoca. Ahead now for the Indians, bounce pass up over to over Antoine Daniels. It's no good. Daniels blocks the put back, and he comes up with it. Daniels ahead now, gets in the lane between two Indians, now three, now it's on the floor, he calls for a timeout, didn't get it, jump ball, forced possession arrow is into the Lochipoca direction. And if you're Antoine, got to find a teammate right there, surging and just flying in on the old term bowl in a china chop, that's what it was right there, into three red jerseys, it turns into a jump ball. In the benefit of Lochipoca, moving left to right now. They've got it in the half court here in front of us at the scorer's table. On the right side, free throw line extended. Now at the volleyball line, on the right side, 5:15. In the fourth quarter, Auburn High leads by 15. At the point for Tyner, he's been the go-to. Gets to the right hand, into the lane, high arcing shot, just floats off the left side of the rim and into the hands of Tabari Allen. Right side, Brooks Orr gets to the free throw line, kicks to Daniels. He gets in the lane, little Euro step, floater from 5 feet is good. Falling from his left to his right, and Daniels makes it look easy. First bucket for the Tigers in the fourth quarter, 51-34. Right side, Shaw goes all the way into the paint. Can't get the left-hand layup to go. He's slow to get up. Ahead now for Brooks Orr, who had his shot blocked. And the Indians looking to run. They've got a player down on the far side. They throw it away. And the Tigers now cross-court bounce pass. Daniels in the corner. He'll shoot with contested, and it doesn't matter. Antoine Daniels flashes the three to the crowd. He's got 5 in the fourth quarter, and the Tigers are back up by 20. Into the lane and finds the open man as Mitchell Chenier, who he lays it in, 23 in red, gets his first bucket of the second half. Timeout on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network because the officials say leave it here. Let's go. They call timeout. Tigers get subs, and we're ready to roll again, moving right to left as we look at it. 5 on the floor for Auburn. Tyler Dixon, Magnus Davis, Trey Ross, Hampton Jordan and Carl Lindsey. Lindsey has 14. Had 12 of those in the second quarter on four made threes. Davis, corner, three, no. And long rebound into the hands of Shaw. He'll kick it to the corner. Can't get airspace. Crossover dribble on the left-hand wing. That shot may have been blocked. And Ross is able to clear. Bounce pass ahead. Davis in the corner. Looking for some help. He flushes out Tyler Dixon. Kicks to the corner for Lindsey. Pull up. Baseline. 18-foot jumper. He got it. Lindsey's got four in the second half. That's 16 for the game to lead all Tiger scores. 3:20 in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads 56-36 over Lochapoca as Davis will knock that one out of bounds on the baseline. Second half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Off the inbound, one dribble step back three is good from Shaw, corner pocket. That's a heck of a shot by 22 in red, man. He was guarded pretty heavily by Magnus Davis and didn't matter. He knocks it down. Now underneath for Trey Ross. Flop underneath, no call. Ross lays it in regardless. Looking for the contact was the defender, didn't get it. And rightfully so to not call it. Lochapoca comes in wildly now into the half court. That is Shaw straight away. Goes to the right hand, gets cut off at the elbow. He'll hand it off at the top, clapping his hands on the far side is Tyner, who doesn't get the basketball. Spin move right around Tyner, who stands and watches him the whole way. Gets into the lane, kicks to Shaw right wing. Now to the corner, drives baseline, cut off, kicked into the corner, kicked into the lane rather, and into the hands of Davis. Ahead now for Tyler Dixon. He'll pull it out, thinks about the three, and the Tigers can kill time with 2:15 to play. 2:15 on the clock. Dixon says, to heck with killing time. I'll knock it down from downtown. Tyler Dixon gets a three and his first bucket of the ball game. And Auburn is up 61-39. We're under 2 minutes to play. And the senior Tyler Dixon says, I don't want to kill time. I want to shoot threes. That's what he does. And so does Jamari Todd. He can't get it to go. Ahead now for Dixon. Dribbles baseline. Gets it knocked away. Davis, corner, three. Can't get the roll. Hampton Jordan pulls it down. He's taller than everybody else. And his putback was blocked from behind. But thanks to a foul by Jordan Tyner, 32 and white, will step to the line. Hampton Jordan takes the contact, and we'll get a chance at two. Has 4 points on the night, two in the first, two in the third. First free throw, too strong. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have a quick post-game show after this. We'll try to get a player on, player of the game. Also have head coach Chris Brandt. Talk to him about the different strategy tonight where, again, he was very – I say this in the best way, very inactive, right? He let the assistants kind of do their thing in a different starting five tonight and a lot of different rotations. We'll talk to him about that and where that came from as Jordan goes 1-for-2 at the line, knocking down the back end of that. He'll sit down as Mark Pizzell will sub in for the Tigers. 1:35 to play in this fourth quarter. Auburn leads Lochapoca 62-39. Lots of pressure bringing it up the floor. As Travion Tables, the 5'3 guard, is in. Kick down low. Spin into two white defenders, or white jerseys, I should say. Kick to the right wing. Cheat on the steal. Can't get it. And banked into three. Jamichael Morris wearing number 10 in red. His first bucket of the second half. Banked that thing in from Highway 280. Right wing, that's a three to respond. Can't get it to fall. Soaring for the board is Jakarian Stone. And Lochapoca not giving up. We're under a minute to play. Stone across the 10-second line. Kicks to the corner. Drives baseline. Gets cut off. Spins in the corner. Still in the corner. Will hand off to Stone. Now to the top for Tables. He's got it straight away. Drives on 15 and white. He'll push off. Bounce pass underneath. Spin into Ross. High floating shot way off. Didn't hit the rim. Will fight for it on the baseline. Does Tables. He comes up with it. Bounce pass down low. That shot blocked by Magnus Davis and sticks in the hands of Lochapoca. Three on the scramble drill. No. And pulled down by Auburn High with 25 seconds to play. Davis is into the half court. Dixon into the corner. Three. No, an air ball. And into the hands of the Indians. Thrown ahead. 2-on-1. Now 2-on-2. In the lane. Through two defenders. Doesn't matter as Jamichael Morris gets it to go. He's got 5 in the fourth quarter. And Auburn can hold. 5 seconds. 4. Baseline drive. Now 3. Layup at 2. And the buzzer will sound. It was no good. And the Tigers are a winner. 62-44. They beat Lochapoca here at home on a Tuesday night. Stick with us. Postgame show coming up. Player and Coach Branch. All that here. Coach Brandt, that is, here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome into the postgame show. Auburn High big winners tonight, 62-44 over Lochapoca, as the boys get a win to compliment what the girls did as well. And we sit down not with head coach Chris Brandt. How about Christian Brandt? That's right, the son of Coach Brandt. And I was telling the people on the broadcast how it was a little different because you did all the coaching tonight. Coach Brandt just sat back and kind of watched and said he was very relaxed tonight in a good way. Different starting five, different coaching strategy. What was that about, man?
Yeah, you know, this polka tradition is we've been playing polka for forever. I played them when I was in high school, and this is an opportunity for us to get some of our guys that don't get a lot of PT during some of the other games. So just getting them out there and letting them get the experience so we can continue to have a deeper bench. Coach Brandt saying that his back is the excuse, but it's nice that he's such a great head coach by just letting everybody really grow in their roles. Everybody in the coaching staff is able to have their role, and everybody's able to really learn and get to do their own thing. So he's really good at that.
I love that. Well, it was really neat to see guys like, Hightower and Davis and Bazell, Jordan and Orr. Those were your starting five tonight, and I thought Joseph played a really, really good game. You can see just the energy he brings, especially on the defensive end of the floor, Coach. He's an energy guy off the bench, huh?
Yeah, so for sure, he's been a big guy for us. We call them our controllers. We've got a couple of our guys. They're supposed to control the flow of the game.
Okay.
They're
going to
pick
that
up full court. They're going to give them space, and we want them to walk the ball down the court. So we're just –
These guys don't walk very much, Coach.
No. We're not doing the walking. They're doing the walking. But it's really nice. You know, we've put him in a new role. He's traditionally been just a strictly shooter, and so we've made him – play the one a little bit this year, and he's been one of our big defensive guys. So we just had a talk with him at halftime and just reminded him that he's one of our shooters. And so I think getting that back into his mind, able to hit some shots.
And it's nice when you got a guy like Carl Lindsay who can heat up in a flash, man. 12 points in that second quarter, all from threes. He ended up with 16 tonight, and that's what's so cool about this Auburn High team is it really can be anybody. It can be, it can be him. It can be Antoine. There's so many different guys who they could step up and be the leading scorer on any given night.
No, for sure. That's the identity of this team, is that we're not just individual guys. We're a team. We're Auburn High School, and we're trying to get the guys that are hot, the ball. And it's really nice that we have so many spark plugs on our team, and we just got to realize and be a little bit better on finding those spark plugs early, is that when Carl hits his shot, when Man gets to the rim, when Tabari's on, we got to continue to feed him the ball, but we're getting there.
Well, I think it's really cool to see this team and watch you guys. It's been a lot of fun so far. You win tonight 62-44. Coach Brandt, the younger Coach Brandt, thanks so much for your time, man. Go Tigers.
Well, thank you for having me.
We will have, I believe we got Trey Ross coming in. Yes, we'll have Trey Ross step in as the younger Coach Brandt joined us on the postgame show. Always like having coaches on, and we appreciate him and his time as we'll have Trey put on the headset here wearing 10 and white for this Auburn High team. Ended up with 6 points total on the night. You guys win 62-44. Welcome into the postgame show, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us and taking a little bit of time. And what is it about this team in particular? Because it was a different starting five tonight. You weren't a part of that, but you had a really big role in this outcome. And there's just, and that's what I was talking to Coach Brandt about, was so many different guys can step up at one time and just have the it factor. Seemed like Carl Lindsey was that guy tonight. Seemed like Joseph Hightower could be that guy tonight. What is it about the makeup of this team that is so special?
We just have so many different parts that can fit together in so many different pieces. And as long as we all come out with energy, it all always works like well and just helps us get to the win. And that's all we're really looking for. That's all we're really focused on, and I think that really helps us a lot.
There's so much athleticism on this team, too. I mean, step away from the guard position for a second. Guys like you and guys like, of course, Antoine and Tabari and even talking like Tyler Dixon as well. I mean, when you guys are on the floor, you play that bigger lineup, there's a lot of athleticism. And anybody is a threat to steal, run, dunk, do whatever. I mean, teams have to be ready for you guys and your speed and athleticism.
Right.
And I think that's such a strength. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally.
I think so, too. And so for you in particular, what's your favorite part about this group of guys, off or on the floor, whatever the case may be? What's your favorite part about this team so far?
I like the chemistry. Like, we really gel together. We've been talking to each other for a minute. Some people haven't been here the whole time,
sure,
but we all have gelled together really well, and it's coming together really nicely, I think.
I would say so, too. How, and I want to ask you this before we let you go. The addition of the football players, right? I believe three of them coming in, and just extra depth, I think, was a big part of it, but they've really started to get their ground as well. How did that help you guys when they stepped in just to have a few extra bodies?
Yeah, it really helped with our conditioning because, you know, a few extra bodies, some people can sit on the break more.
Sure.
Of course, they're football players, they're athletic, so that helped as well to with our threat of athleticism, and it really just contributed to our threat as a team and what people have to prepare for, everything like that.
Trey Ross joining us on the postgame show. Tigers win 62-44. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate you hopping on. Go Tigers.
Thank you for having me.
That is Trey Ross joining us on the postgame show. Tigers win 62-44 here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And as crazy as it sounds, that's our final broadcast of the year. We will be back to start 2025 as the Tigers have a couple of games coming up in the next week or two. They've also got the Christmas tournament as well. And with the Reindeer Rumble, and then we will be back to start the new year. And I mean, just as crazy as that is, right? So again, final broadcast for us here on the Auburn High Sports Network this year. Our next broadcast on the Auburn High Sports Network is going to be Friday, January 3rd, when we head to Central Phoenix City to kick off area play. That's right. So this team has a couple of more tune-ups in them, but area play begins in just a few weeks, and we'll be there on that Friday night when the Tigers take on the Red Devils inside of Central High School's gym. And so that will be Friday, January 3rd. Right here on 96.3 W Lee. The boys are a winner, 62-44 over Lochapoka. Until next time, I'm Jacob Goins. Stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.